Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 103 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be going through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking a little bit about what's going on with the game and a discussion point. And this week, I thought I'd talk about what I'm planning to... or what I think you should use the pre-patch for, like what kinds of preparation. It depends a little bit on where you're at right now. So we'll dive a bit into that. Before that, of course, I have to tell you that this podcast is made available by my patrons, that amongst other things can get access to my full TSM setup that will be updated for Shadowlands. So if you're interested in that, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, so let's take a look at my week. So currently in retail, I'm sitting at 17.3 million gold, which is, well, it's a full million down from last week because I've been spending more gold. I've been spending a lot of gold on mounts and battle pets. I think it was mostly battle pets this time around. I did a large restock on several realms. So that's cool. My sales were 705k, which means that I spent almost 1.7 million this week. That's pretty nice. And it ties into what I'll talk about later and why I'm doing this right now, when I haven't been prioritizing it that much lately. Of those 705,000 gold I had in sales, there was just 63,000 from BOEs. So the shift is definitely in what I've been selling. It's BFA mounts that I'm flipping right now, abyssal fragments, stuff like that, battle pets, and assorted crafted goods that I have on the two realms where I have level 120s and I have some crafted gear. Both some uncanny pieces left over and some crafted transmog. Just a little bit everywhere. I'm not sure if I'll be doing much more restocking before Shadowlands or not. I haven't decided. I'll probably be doing some more mount purchases on a couple of my realms, but not all of them. Looking to spend a little bit on the realms where I have the most gold, to sort of even it out. I don't want to end up with too little gold on any one realm. I want to have capital on hand so that I'm ready to enter any flipping markets that turn out to be interesting in Shadowlands. And I want to be able to invest heavily if I want to, which means keeping, I'm gonna dip below 1 million on any realms, and I'm on most realms I probably won't try. I'm gonna try to keep over 1.5 million at least. So I'm not planning to do anything significant really from now until Shadowlands launch in terms of spending gold. I'll mostly just be reposting the stuff I have. As I said, probably doing a little bit more battle pet shopping and a little bit more mount buying. Those are the two items that I'll be looking to stock up on a bit, which we'll get to later. So that's pretty nice. Getting poor again on retail. I've had a net spend of 6 million gold, and over that period I've made 3 million in sales. I spent like 9 million on mounts and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting. Big numbers. All right, so let's take a look at Classic. For those of you interested in that, I can almost guess where this is going. It's very similar to how it always is. I'm sitting at the same amount of gold as last week, but I have 600 gold more on the auction house. So a slight little upgrade there. 2,900 gold in sales this week, so that's nice. Been a little slacky on the restocks, but I did one large session today, so that's gonna help. I have a bunch of stuff coming in, actually a bunch of crafted goods that are on the way to my main, so probably my auction house value is for 500 to 1,000 gold more than what I have right now. So that's nice. I mean, it's still working. I've I finally started doing alchemy transmutes again. I've been neglecting them for a really long time. So I don't really feel the urgency. Like, there's nothing in particular I need gold for in Classic. Like, I have the gold I need. So it doesn't feel that interesting to stack up with without any interesting markets to dive into as you get richer, which you have on retail. So we'll see. I'll probably just keep like sustaining at this level for as long as possible and see where it takes us. Don't really have plans for anything crazy, that's for sure. But it's working. It's working. I'm making gold, making money, hand over fist, essentially. So that's nice. All right, so that's it for my week. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the game. Of course, about a week ago, when this is out for everyone, the pre-patch came on the background downloader, and by the time this episode is out, I'm going to guess that we know the exact time for the pre-patch. It's either already going to be out, the 29th or 28th or whatever, depending on which side of the Atlantic you're on, or the 29th or the 30th, I should say. Which I think is the most likely option. It could be they could push it back a week, but I'd be surprised if they just do a 4-week pre-patch. Or just do a 3-week pre-patch. I think they're going to want to get people back into the game and have them do a full sub before Shadowlands. It just makes too much sense from a business perspective to have it be out already. But you never know. You never know. And of course, by the time this is out, you're all going to laugh at me either way, because we'll know. Obviously, the level squish, player influx, relics of the past, those are trends that are going to be relevant. Anything that's useful for returning players should be a great great item to get into right now. So you have bags, potentially leveling gear if something turns out to be particularly strong for a level range or due to the scaling. I'm sure people will find ways to power level in the new content. Maybe there are items that help with that. Being ready for those kinds of things is important. There will also likely be something related to the pre-patch event. For instance, during the Legion pre-patch event, you could farm the Felspreader toy, and people made millions doing that. So be on the lookout. I haven't looked at everything that's coming, but there are going to be opportunities. Now, with the revamped leveling system, we're probably going to see a lot of people level alts to 50 because it's really quick. And they'll probably be doing it spread over a wider variety of expansions that they typically have been. So the supply of various old world materials, particularly for mining and herbalism, is probably going to be a little bit different over the next week. There might be a lot of deals to stock up on, so that's something to keep an eye out for, particularly for stuff from ICC and Wrath of the Lich King, due to the Scourge Invasion events that are happening in ICC. I mean, that's where the hole in the sky is, where we all travel to Shadowlands, I think. Haven't kept up with the lore. But yeah. Those are some things to look out for, and we'll discuss a little bit more detail at the after we've gone through Classic as well. Of course, there's nothing to go through in Classic. Like, it's phase 5 is out. We're farming Ankh-Morash, and there aren't going to be a change until Nax is out. Prices for everything should essentially have stabilized now to whatever level the natural equilibrium on your realms. So just find markets, fill them. Mostly consumables are, as my experience, is just fantastic. At least for my playstyle, because I'm not active enough to really do like high-end crafting. So this week we also have a question for my patrons. So, when or how do you decide that you have invested enough in a certain market? For instance, there are 6 Tune Scavengers up for 50k when you know they'll be worth double that in a few months, but you already have 10 of them in inventory. Right now, I go by gut feeling. This is from Danny, one of our patrons. Now, I go by my gut feeling as well. You can't really be able to compute the right answer to this, because it depends in part on how you think the price will move in the future. As I talked about last week, like, no one can really predict the future. with no one can. So you just have to get an idea, like, what do you think is going to happen? Make what kind of analysis you can. And you can use some things to look at this, or at least get an idea of what of how many are too many. You can get an idea of that. Because you can look at the DB region sale, DB region sold per day in TSM, which is a price source that represents the average number of items that sell for that particular item on per realm per day. So that's going to give you an idea. Like, if you have enough items that they're going to sell, take you, it's going to take a year, 2 years to sell all of them, then you might think about slowing down. There's no point in having items for years and years and years unless you have so much gold it doesn't matter. So that's going to help you figure out, like, how much is too much. But if you think the price is going to go up or the demand is going to go up, it might be a good idea to stock up more than what you can realistically sell in a year or two. But at that point, you're trying to decide, like, how far in the future are you even going to play WoW? Impossible to tell. So I just like to stick to sort of my gut feeling of, like, all right, I feel like I've spent enough of my gold on this one market. It depends a lot on how much gold you have, because you want to keep enough gold on hand so that you're ready to enter new markets in Shadowlands in particular, at least if you're thinking right now. In other parts of the game, it's going to be different. Now, for the BFA mounts that you mentioned specifically, we don't know how the farms are going to be or how they're going to stack up related to Shadowlands farms. It's possible that they remain good, and it's possible the price on the mounts goes up so much that they remain really good for the mounts specifically. There's also the risk that there could be large-scale multiboxers with a ton of mounts on your realm. Like, I know of certain multiboxers who have, like, guild banks full of these mounts. So that's the risk you run into as well if you stock up too much. Yeah, I'd probably stop if I was at 10, but it depends a little bit on how much gold you have and what you think the price can stabilize on after Shadowlands is up. All right. So let's jump into the discussion point for this week, where we'll talk about the pre-patch. I'm not going to talk too much about, like, the systems or the patch notes or anything, because they're not out, the full patch notes. We'll know everything. And as I said, I've not been planning to do any prep for the pre-patch in terms of Relics of the Past, because they bore me from a vendor shuffle point of view. I am interested in them as far as trying to sell gear to other players, but I'm not sure if that's going to be a thing. We'll have to see. And either way, if it turns out, I mean, they're going to sell for much, much more than vendor value. So I'll be willing to pay more than the vendor shufflers anyway. So it shouldn't be hard for me to find stock where I can craft stuff profitably if that turns out to be the case. Now, one thing is, of course, gold making during the pre-patch, where you'll want to focus on partly on cosmetics, but mostly I want to focus on people getting back into the game and people leveling alts. So anything to speed up max level characters and their gearing is always going to be good. Probably Relics of the Past crafted gear, item level 87. You want to sell bags, obviously. Like, bags, people are going to need bags. So get deep sea bags or even post old world bags. They often sell for more than the deep sea bags, even though they're worse. It's really weird. People don't realize that you can get a fresh level 30 slot bag that's cheap as hell from the newest expansion, but that is what it is. So that's what you want to do right now. Of course, absolutely the most important, the thread that holds all this together. Like, for me, the focus in the pre-patch is going to be get ready for Shadowlands in terms of making sure that I can focus only on Shadowlands and Shadowlands markets when the expansion launches and still have gold making coming from other sources or still have sales from other sources. So that's what I want to prepare. I want to prepare so that I can keep up many of the markets I'm currently in while focusing all of my actual playtime on Shadowlands markets. So that's me. Now, obviously, priority number one is to get some capital if you don't have it. Like crafting, as I've talked about before, crafting at the beginning of an expansion is usually absolutely amazing. So if you have less than 500k-ish right now, then it's definitely important to try to get some gold. You want to get 100, 200k extra so that you can be ready to dive into professions in Shadowlands. It's usually extremely good to be able to just buy out materials and get straight into it. So if this applies to you, then some raw gold farming could be on the menu. You can do some old raids. You can do the relic shuffle if that turns out to be good. The Ataldasar farm, if that remains good, or anything else to just safely bump up your gold farming. I wouldn't suggest doing like BFA material farming much, but there are old world material farms you can do. You can potentially craft bags and other high volume items, but I wouldn't do any sort of low volume like cosmetics or stuff like that unless you already have a decent amount of gold. So the next step, if you have some gold, if you have 500k or more, or think you can get that, is to be ready with profession alts. I think profession alts are going to be incredibly good in Shadowlands. Intermediate materials and optional reagents means that it's huge to have all of the crafting professions available for you personally. So if you don't have any alts at max level, now is the time to do so, because leveling is going to be extremely quick in the pre-patch. So get some alts to level 50 and set them up with professions. Specific combinations don't matter too much. You can get a slight time efficiency advantage if you pair professions that use the same materials, so like blacksmithing, engineering on one, alchemy inscription on another, stuff like that, but it's not huge. Doesn't matter that much. So that's something you want to do. Right now, if you don't, I'm definitely planning to finish leveling off my last profession alt that I've saved for the pre-patch. And then you also want to keep your current, if you're active in cosmetic markets or other markets, this is only if you're already in a bunch of different markets, then you want to keep the ones you're currently in active. So you want to stock up. You want to increase your inventory level so that you don't have to buy more or spend time on it. Spend time on acquiring more items, materials, whatever, for the next 2 to 3 to 4 months. You want to be able to just focus completely on Shadowlands. So that's something that I've been doing. I've been buying up battle pets. I've been buying BFA mounts just to have something to bring in sales in early Shadowlands. Lastly, you obviously want to prepare your characters. This is most important as we get closer to actual release date. Get your characters geared so that you can level them quickly in Shadowlands. Stock up on useful consumables like goblin glider kits, potentially potions, utility potions, speed food, flasks for leveling, anything that will give you a speed boost. This is especially important if you're trying to be first to market with stuff like inscription trinkets or something like that. Where being the first one with the items on the auction house is going to be huge. So definitely put in some work on that. Of course, the pre-patch event will mean that it's pretty easy to gear out your alts, but that's definitely something to do. Alright guys, so that's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.